Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Void Vashon. Greetings, 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 everyone. Glad you're all with us today on this gorgeous, in fact, this is probably one of the most beautiful days so far on this wonderful, wonderful island of ours. I'll tell you what, you can't beat this weather. This is the perfect, perfect way to have an intro to summer and the first day of June. So your host, Tom Walston, here once again with Adventures in Recovery as we forge ahead. And I'll tell you what, I do not have a guest with me today. And on the way over here today, I just thought, you know, it's such an incredibly beautiful day. Why not just play some fun summertime type music and just take it from there? No stress. Just enjoy, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But I do have a few announcements to make, and that is, first of all, I just want to express gratitude to all of you, and thank you. A big hug to all of you for tuning in and listening today. As you well know, I'm well connected with Vashon Youth and Family Services, providing all of your social needs and network and mental and behavioral health and substance use help, or if you need help with your kids, and if we got family place, there's so many things going on, to include a collaboration that we have coming up with the Dove Project, with Open Space, with Orbit, with the King County Library System, and starting today, the 1st of June, is Vashon Pride Month. Yeah. So some of the things connected with that, the events include coming up this coming Friday, June 5th, is going to be the 5th annual Pride Street Dance right here in front of the Vashon Theater. It's going to be going from 5:30 in the afternoon until 8 p.m. All right. And that is a free community-wide GLBTQIA 25 plus. Boy, we're going to get to the entire alphabet before you know it. And it's a good thing. The Pride celebration, including music, arts and crafts, face painting, glitter tattoos, and a photo booth, and of course, free haircuts, and a whole lot more. Like I said, it's in front of the Vashon Theater. If you have any questions, you can contact info at vyfs.org. All right? Another thing that's going to be happening at the street dance is a queer culture fashion show. Now this, bring your cameras, bring your phones, because this is going to be really interesting. Queer culture couture fashion show. And that, like I said, it'll be during the Pride Street Dance. And that's going to come underway about 6 p.m. So we want you to join Vashon Youth and Family Services and Orbit Youth Space for a fun kind of a runway show using uncycled and self-styled fashions. Now, this is going to be really, really creative. It's going to be a lot of fun, so check it out. It's coming up, once again, this coming Friday, June 5th, and we have more announcements coming up for you in regard to Pride Month and Pride Week this week right here. So enjoy, and, you know, hopefully you'll be able to partake in some of these activities. And I am really interested in finding out, let's see, this new board here is giving me a little bit of issue here. It's okay. We'll get it together sooner than later. And let me just get this up and this up and figure out what the heck's going on here. And it's all good. So if we can't play it one way, we're going to play it another. Just one look at you, and I know it's going to be a lovely day, 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 a lovely day. Impossible to fail when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. I just want to look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. It indeed is a lovely day. Thanks to Bill Withers here helping us out on this gorgeous Tuesday afternoon here on the beautiful island of Vashon. So, what have you guys been doing? You know, the theme of the show is recovery. And have you thought about any ways that you are inviting any form of recovery into your life? Doesn't necessarily have to be about a substance. Could be about, maybe an attitude, or maybe a way that you are actually perceiving things, an adjustment in your, the way you perceive life. Or do you need to have an attitude adjustment about certain people, places, or things? Let me ask you this. How's your self-care? What are you doing for you to make sure that you are actually doing the right thing for you? There was a quote from Wayne Dyer that I heard a long, long time ago that is still so appropriate. And here it goes. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Did you get that? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So it comes down to adjusting the way we choose to perceive things. Everything, after all, is just a lesson. What can we learn from this, and how can we grow from this? So We already talked a little bit about the street dance coming up this coming Friday, and that's on June 5th already. But then next week, June 10th, which is going to be a Wednesday, check this out. Wacky Wednesdays with Pride at the Senior Center. Okay, now check this out. You can go to the Senior Center and the Vashon Library. Well, go to the Senior Center because it's co-sponsored by the Vashon Library. And celebrate Pride Week after lunch. Design your own Pride-themed window cling. You know what that is, right? A window cling. That's in partnership with the Vashon Senior Center. Ages 55 and older are welcome. So, if you want more information, contact S. Harris at kcis.org. All right. Then there's the Owl House Pride Watch Party at Orbit. That's Orbit Youth Space. That's going to be at 6:15 p.m. on Wednesday, June 10th. So you're going to be with the Vashon Youth and Family Services and Orbit in conjunction with the Youth Space for a viewing of this LGBTQ animated classic with free themed snacks. So Owl House is a movie that is appropriate for, well, it's going to be appropriate for a lot of different ages, but mostly for the youth. So, you know, something for you to do, check it out. Check it out. And when you see a day like this, I don't know about you, but I think of some of the times I've spent in Hawaii. Check out this guy. This song always brings a smile to my face. I hope you enjoy it.
Skies of blue and pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people passing by. I see Frey shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Like a lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh why,
I'm going to try to say this gentleman's, it was Israel, is the first name, but the Kamakamawaiaole. Well, that was one attempt, but what a beautiful song on a really beautiful day. And it's not even the first day of summer yet, and look at how incredible everything is outside. So enjoy, folks. Yeah. King Harvest is the artist on that one. Does that name ring a bell? Probably doesn't for a lot of people. One of those possibly what we used to call one-hit wonders. but dancing in the moonlight. And the moonlight has been pretty full lately, pretty intense. And coming up to a little bit of George Benson. Good day for just breezin'. Some beautiful, mellow, kind of summertime type music for you. Thank you so much for being with us today at Adventures in Recovery. And you have been listening to KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington.